Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. Another website you should look at is www.captainsblog.us. There's 2,500 good guys and girls on that site, and they all gave their lives to keep us safe. And further down on the site, the Defense Department started to release faces to go with the names. So we were keeping up with it, I think around 2,500, and then the Department of Defense canceled the program. It's like when I send my blogs out, I always CC the Republican Party, because I am a pro-Republican, but they're not pro-American fundamentalist. And as long as I was saying good things about the Republican Party, my blogs were welcome. Now they're on hold. Because I said fire them all, fire Democrats and Republicans. So now I'm under suspicion. In my book, there is an article about conservatism, and I consider myself an American fundamentalist. That's F-U-N, space, D-A, space, mentalist. But I'm more conservative than Republican. A Republican could be a Democrat like Olympia Snow, or a Richard Lugar, who should find one right away and use it immediately on himself. And Lindsey Graham, there's a guy, he's the Chuck Schumer of South Carolina. There's a guy that will sell out his party if the price is right. As a matter of fact, I think he stalks Arlen Specter. Yeah. Unbelievable. And it turns out that Max Baucus, who says that abortion will be in the new health plan. I don't know how you can call it a health plan when you're killing kids. Yeah, well, they're not kids. They're not legitimate. They're not wholesome. They're not whole grown. They're only tissue. Yeah. And what do they turn into? Apples? Unbelievable. And I'm tired of women taking the rap for abortion. She's only one half of the crime. The other half is the real culprit. The male of the species, the bee who pollinated the flower, he's the one that should be aborted. Because he has no character, no guts. All he wants to do is get off the hook. And he doesn't want to know her anymore. Or he'll tell her he loves her till things calm down. And then he's going to beat a hasty retreat. Yeah. Oh, it's not true. I've stuck with her now for 3 weeks. Hey, girls. You're getting the short end of the stick. Now, who's involved in the murder of a child? There's the unbride, there's the ungroom. Now they have to go to, she has to go to a clinic if she can get him to give her cab fare. He ain't going to drive it there because he doesn't want to be seen there by his friends. Yeah. Or another girl he's trying to impress. So she goes alone. She is the true cheese in the Farmer in the Dell song. But now there's two people involved in the murder of one innocent victim who did nothing, who never committed any crime. Happenstance should be his middle name or her middle name. Now you've got to involve a third party, somebody who does the paperwork. Then there's a fourth party, someone who does the extraction. Okay? So there's four people at least involved in the murder of a child. Now, should the day ever come when the majority of the American people say that abortion is murder, can prior abortions be considered a murder, and will the accomplices to the crime, and it's premeditated murder, by the way, will the accomplices to the crime have to stand trial? And what should their sentence be? An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a tissue for a tissue? How sad. We're murdering 1.4 million a year, and foreigners are coming here every day with or without passports or birth certificates and taking their place. You no longer have the United States. There's nothing united about the United States. Hang in there a second. And so I started to tell you that the head of the Finance Committee, who is Max Baucus, a Democrat, voted to kill kids in the last trimester. In the last minutes, just before, including exiting the Freedom Canal. You can kill them right in the canal, and if they're not fully out, you can kill most of it. How's that? You know what? I'd like to see people show up at these town hall meetings and throw dolls with missing heads up on the stage to every pro-abortion fiend. And sadly, most of those fiends are men. Imagine a three-alarm fire. The house is on fire, and a fireman is going in. The house is about to collapse because there's a baby in there. And the mother says, don't waste your time. I didn't want her anyway. Isn't that what abortion is? How some people will fight to save a life. And yet other people won't even give a kid in the bucket a second glance. What's the difference between an abortion clinic and a concentration camp? Concentration camp means you put them all in there under one roof, and then it becomes a death camp. Isn't that what an abortion clinic is? Oh, just getting a little tissue taken care of. Yeah. Nah, you screwed up. You made a boo-boo. And now you want to make sure that the boo-boo doesn't live to testify against you. You're killing the only witness to a murder. And any Catholic who allows this medical coverage bill to include abortion is part of the problem and not the solution. You're in there with the rest of them. And I'll tell you something. I would rather have no insurance than to kill a kid. Just think how you got to kill that kid. You couldn't do it to a chicken. You couldn't do it to a cat. You couldn't do it to a dog. You got to tear the kid's head off when you're doing partial birth abortion. And you know what? Even if you're doing it when it's tissue, you're tearing the kid's head off. So let's have a tune in memory of the 1,400,000 heads that were destroyed, bashed in, torn this year in the United States of America, the home of the free, the land of the brave. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and throw the first word away. And you can throw the second word away very soon. Here's a tune they should play in the chop shop when they're killing kids.
to thank thee, dearest friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end. Oh, make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love for thee.
If the baby can sense his mother in the womb, can the baby sense danger? Does the baby pray prior to execution?
Chance, oh baby.
I come back, my love. Don't go away. I need your loving every day. I love you so.
baby.
I need your love so badly.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. Did you like that tune? A lot of groups used to sing that tune. That was a tune that any five guys on a street corner could break into doo-wop and do. For those golden days of yesteryear. Yes. With crinolines. God help us, man. God help us. We now have a nation of brainwashed children and two generations of drug addicts. And I'm sure that the Obama hospitalization package will have plenty of stimulus money for rehab. Yeah, we have to take care of our afflictions. Whatever happened to the old-fashioned leper colonies for drug addicts? Let them wear a bell around their neck. Let everybody know they're coming. Oh, we can't do that. I'm going to tell you a story. I heard it. Somebody said it the other day on TV. They were talking about two generations of Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas and his son, and now their the son's son is selling drugs. How's that? And when I heard that, it released me from the information that I have been holding in with the seal of the confessional. There are rehab units for rich people. And they don't have to go through what the street junkies go through. They get a great poupon, a rehab. And a lot of Hollywood stars send their children there. Isn't that wonderful? His dad's making a movie about shooting heroin, and he's got one in the family. He's got a trainee in the family. You got to be careful what you make. It's all right to make money, but not blood money. If you're doing a training film for heroin, a mainlining, you're going to burn for it. You're going to burn. So be careful what you advertise. Anyway, these people I know and love, they work in it for such an organization somewhere in the Northwestern Territory, and they have courses that they offer for rich kids who are junkies, and they take them out in the desert, and they sit around and powwow, and they watch the sun go down, and they teach them how to eat snakes, and they do a little survival course. And the survival course is timed to coincide with the junkie survival course. Well, I got to tell you something, and you should know this, that rehab is not that successful. There's only one kind of rehab that is 100% as successful, and you know what it is. It's never do the first one. If you never do the first one, you will never crave the second one. And you won't be hooked on the third one. But you see, our government is making money on the vices of the American people. And like a heroin junkie, a money junkie has as big a Jones. And your government has a money junkie Jones. And my government, that's my, because I voted for these jerks too. Okay, they should all be arrested. Harry Truman said, when they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. And truer words were never spoken. I have never seen, we've got all the wrong people in office. All the wrong people. People who can hurt you, not help you. They don't care about you. They're wearing little crowns when nobody's looking. They dress in dish dashes and gutras and bishts, like sheikhs. They walk around wearing the egal. They are the shakes of Shakedown. They're all crooks. And they're stealing your tax money, and you can't wait to give them more. But anyway, so the survival, when I heard about Kirk Douglas's kid, I knew it to be true for other kids too. So how sad. And they arrested a drug lord in Mexico in a church, and he was responsible for shooting over the border a half a ton of crystal meth. Now, how many people are going to survive that delivery? How many people are going to be wiped out? How many people are going to drop out? And then you'll wait for the government to tell you who to vote for. And you'll be a Stepford junkie. You stay away from drugs, it's the root of all evil. And that's why I'm saying your government is going into the vice business, because they've already taken over the numbers. They've already taken over gambling. They've already taken over... they're getting ready to legalize marijuana because it's big bucks. And they don't care if you get high. They're going to fine you. They don't care if you become a junkie. If you're a junkie, that's good for the government, because the government has got a guaranteed income. And you're buying all of this hippie crap, and you're going to go back to the 60s. Well, let me tell you something. Most of the people from the 60s are dead. All the experimenters. You want to name some names? Or where do you want to start? Janis Joplin? How about Kirk Cobain? Oh, he was a role model for everybody. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix, greatest guitar player in the world. Then he's gone. Gone. Where did he go? There was nothing we could do about it. Yeah. Anybody else? Name your favorite. Name the ones who die on the toilet, including the great Elvis. Yep. And now Michael Jackson. There's Michael Jackson. There are people who are in their 90s that are walking and talking, who never took medication. Maybe the most they took was an aspirin. And the last time they were in the hospital was for a checkup or to have a baby. And here you got a nation. The insurance companies are going to love you guys, because you ain't making it. Social Security is going to love you guys, because you ain't getting it. And it won't be because the money's not there. It's because you won't be there to collect it. So, where do you want to start on the ski slope? The drug ski slope. You want to start at the top? Going to be a downhill racer? What can I tell you? You got to live and let live. You got to live and learn. But you know what? You don't have to learn everything the hard way. I know a guy that wears a t-shirt that says, I have to learn everything the hard way. You don't have to learn everything the hard way. You got to learn to be a listener and compare notes.
The odds were 100 to 1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb. But people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned, for from history I had learned how many, many times the world had turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old lie. They laughed at me, wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never would be happy. Darling, let's take a bow. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh?
When was the last time you heard a black guy who could sing?
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
So, when was the last time you heard a black guy who could sing? How did you like the sound? How did you like that band sound? Did it rock you? Did it blow you out of your seat? Do you see how much talent is sitting in an orchestra? What do you got today? Three dirty-looking guys with guitars. And they don't even comb their hair.
Comes that certain smile to haunt your heart again. But in the hush of night, it's that that certain smile to have your heart again.
So, when was the last time you heard a black guy who could sing? Even somebody with a tough voice. When was the last time you seen anything American?
Oh, we all were part of the British Revolution. The British scene is here now.
Give us a break. And the heroin look is back. Yeah, give us a break. Unbelievable. Where's the bebop? Where's jazz? Where's Latin American music? Now you've got the Latinos. They're trying to emulate the rappers. And they destroyed their own beautiful music. Unbelievable. Nation of Lemmings. The next time somebody invites you to a rap session, take this tune and play it for them.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears here, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
That'll kill the drug sales. That'll make the women put some clothes on. See, you're old-fashioned, old man. This is the new wave. Yeah, I know. Anything American is old-fashioned. Comrade clown. Savage is ranting tonight that this generation is gone. Actually, it's two generations that are gone. Because this generation wouldn't be gone if the generation that preceded it wasn't gone. There would be stand-up men and women instead of taking U-426, which used to be a submarine, and now it's a birth control pill. Yeah. You can kill them. You can kill them even before they think. Oh, God. Are we in trouble? What 50% divorce rate tells you everything. Tells you everything. What do you think that's over? Money, drugs? You need money for drugs, don't you? How much of it is drug related? Forget about it. How many guys are from broken homes? 50% divorce rate. 50% of the country is from a broken home. I'm living with Dad this week. Next week I'm living with Mom. I don't like either of them. Maybe we should open up a used parent lot. And if you don't like your parents, you can trade them in for new ones. And you can get Obama to give you $4,500 towards a clunker allowance. Yeah, oh God, we're in trouble. And now you guys have got to start out. You got to start out. How are you going to do it? The odds are stacked against you. How do you know you're not brainwashed? That's what Savage was ranting about tonight. that this generation is totally brainwashed. They don't even have minds of their own. And my only question is, how do you know you're not brainwashed? How can you prove you're not brainwashed? You know what you do? Just run your finger up the left side of your neck, up on behind the earlobe, and just feel and see if there's a drain plug there. And the teachers are destroying this generation. I don't know who the teachers are working for. These teachers are going to get the Order of Lenin, because they have completely destroyed a generation. From sex education, which was a biology class, to now it's practical application when the teacher's asleep. Come on. How long can that last? I'm a segregationist. I believe men and women should be separated until marriage. Sorry, that's the way I feel. How can a guy concentrate? A guy 16 years old, 15 years old, 9. How can a guy concentrate when there's beautiful, he's surrounded by beautiful women? How's he going to concentrate on his schoolwork? Oh, I've got fortitude. I went to summer school once, and I thought I hid paradise. I came from a parochial school, and they didn't have summer school in parochial schools. You had to go with the peasants in public school, because it was a crime to have to go to summer school. So your school shunned you for the season. You were an outcast. Go to public school. And when you got to public school for summer school, and they knew you were from Catholic school, the teachers hated your guts from day one, because they felt that they were being dumped on too. They were getting the dregs from a parochial school. So, and then you got girls that came in bikinis. Now here you've been 2-3 years in a Catholic high school, where the most enticing thought you could have was making sure that a brother Humbert that didn't crush your head against the blackboard. Yeah, these Marist brothers, they used to go for workouts just to build up their wrists so that they could slap you without having to use the whole arm. Yeah, and could you imagine if these don't play dodgeball people had to go through Catholic high school in the 50s? Yeah, I know a guy that called in a bomb scare because he wanted the day off. You know how long it took for them to find him? 10 minutes after he sat at his desk. First off, the Monsignor that ran the school ignored the bomb scare. And 10 minutes after this guy sat on his desk, 3 Marist brothers and 2 detectives dragged him out of the classroom. And he was never seen again. Never seen again. And that's how quick it took to find out who called in the bomb scare. You know what happened? He did it in a candy store, in a payphone. And the owner of the candy store heard him make the call. And the candy store happens to be 2 blocks from the 30th precinct. And all the detectives go there for coffee. Yeah, so this guy was never seen again. We're not sure what happened to him. He either is buried in the catacombs, or he retired from the New York City bomb squad. And that's a true story. And you can take that to the bank if you still got a bank. And what's going to happen when the stimulus runs out? What's going to happen? And all of these people that got $4,500 for their clunkers now got 4, 3, 4, and 5 year payment books. Okay? I don't know what interest rate. If it was zero interest rate, that's a home run. And if they needed a car, that's a home run. But I wonder what's going to happen. And how many stimulus packages are we going to get? And don't forget, this government is a money junkie. Nancy Pelosi just bought $250 million planes to carry her and her entourage. She's also got a big C-47, and it's got 41 Naugahyde toilet seats in it. Yeah, she flew to Syria. She needed a bigger plane. First, she put in the request for the bigger plane, and she didn't tell the Air Force she needed it to go to Syria to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad, who was making IEDs and distributing them down the street in Iraq. So when Nancy got to the palace, she asked them to close the windows because the sound of the screams of the Iraqi children and the U.S. military Humvees that were blowing up were annoying her. They were interrupting her train of thought. And she went with Denis Kucinich. Denis Kucinich. Any country but mine, Kucinich. Yeah, but boy, they all sound good. They put a suit on, they get up in front of everybody. Except if you ask questions about your health plan, and then they call the cops on you. Like Dianne Feinstein. She called the cops on her constituents. Arrest all my constituents! Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun, Timujin could not sack the treasury like these people are sacking the treasury. Hordes, the Goths and the Visigoths and the Huns, they couldn't sack as much as this House and Senate are sacking right now the treasury of the American people. First off, there's no guard at the door. You see this guy Jefferson, $90,000 wrapped in cold cash in a freezer. 11 counts of bribe taking. He's African American, and he was making deals in Africa. Isn't that something? How's that? Now, who suffered on that? Who suffered on that deal? What African didn't get bread and water because Jefferson had to be taken care of? Unbelievable. And you know what? He was obvious. I mean, he had the money stashed in a freezer in his house. And in Washington, D.C., he's got a house in Louisiana, he's got a house in Washington. I know a congressman that had a house in New York and a house in Washington. He had a wife in New York, he had a wife in Washington. He had three kids in New York, he had one kid in Washington. And he was an upstanding citizen. He was the best the Republican Party could give us. He was unblemished. Now you see Senator Edwards hiding in a garage under a car waiting for the press to go away. Hiding in a bathroom in a hotel waiting for the press to go away. And he wanted to be your president. Don't you know you're being had? Don't you know you're being fleeced? Change your name to Jason. You're being ripped off six ways to Sunday. How much is 30 million people are on food stamps? How would you like to meet and interview each one of those 30 million? When you got finished talking to each one of those 30 million, how many food stamp authorizations would you make? And I said it on my show the other night. If you went to the unemployment line in any city, town, and you set up a booth outside where the people go in to get their checks. I know now they get them mailed to them. They don't even have to show up. But if you set a booth up outside the unemployment office and you said, I'll guarantee you a job $5 less a week than unemployment, how many people do you think would sign up with you? If 100 people went in, how many people would sign up with you for a job that pays $5 less than unemployment? Remember when black guys could sing?
He can turn the tides and calm the angry sea. Decides who writes a symphony. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He
finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Saint of Santa Claus, and always find him there. Though it makes him sad to see the way we live, he'll always say, I forgive.
He can grant a wish or make a dream come true. He can paint the clouds and turn the gray to blue.
He alone knows where to find the rainbow's end. What lies beyond the bend? He can touch a tree and turn the leaves to gold. He knows every lie that you and I have told. Though it makes him sad to see the way he'll always say, I forgive.
I forgive. I forgive.
He'll always say,
here we go. I got the list from Politico.com. They sent me an email telling me that the vote today for the approval of Sotomayor was in the Senate was a 68-31, a Ted Kennedy not being able to vote. Now, I think we have 9 Republicans who voted with the Democrats because they want to... in case there's a one-party system, they want to be shown mercy. So had those 9 Republicans stood with the 31 Republicans who did vote against her, it would have been 60-40. So if you want to know what your chances are for any Senate resolution to be passed, it is 60-40. 60 against and 44 once they get rid of the 9 Quislings that should not be supported by the Republican Party. And here's who they are. Susan Collins from Maine, Dick Lugar from Indiana, Mel Martinez from Florida, George Voinovich from Ohio, Judd Gregg from New Hampshire, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Lamar Alexander from Tennessee, Kit Bond from Missouri, and Olympia Snow from Maine. They're supposed to be Republicans, okay? But they're showing that they're partisan, okay? Maine is gone. Kiss it goodbye. Tell Glenn Beck to remove Maine Star from the flag. Susan Tom Collins and Olympia Snowjob are Democrats in Repuppy drag. You can't count on them, so why have them? Dick Lugar from Indiana would have asked to be excused from the Alamo. The best thing double-crossing Dick could do for his country is to use the Lugar and skip the trial. Mel Martinez will show his true colors when the count comes up to legalize Castro and weed. I give him a very small pass because he has to show his roots to his people. We must all pray that Sotomayor remembers her finest teaching was in Cardinal Spellman High School for the unborn. May Reverend Mother's voice ring in her ears day and night. Voinovich stabbed Bush in the back on Iraq. Remember the big scene he put on? And is lovingly spoken of in Democrat coven circles. He must go. As Sarah Palin would say in Spanish, vamos. Judd Craig is not a live-free-or-die American. He calculates the odds and has told his master Obama he can serve him better as a fifth communist. He calmed us on the Treasury turndown. Remember that? If New Hampshire falls, so does the country. That is the live-free-or-die state. And as New Hampshire goes, so goes the country. Next up is the Chuck Schumer of South Carolina, Lindsey the Snake Graham. Never allow this Democrat to go for ammo or carry the wounded back. He is a gift to the party of death. If Lindsey was at the Garden of Gethsemane arrest, he would have discounted the 30 pieces of silver by at least 10%. He will gladly try a helpless private in gray circumstances and help convict that private who is of no value to Lindsey's ambition. Get rid of him, South Carolina. You need a Francis Marion, not a Lindsey Graham. Lamar Alexander. Never trust a person named Lamar unless her first name is Hetty. This guy will vote to ban Rocky Top from being sung in schools. Kit Kat Bond should have to crawl to the home of Harry Truman, he's from Missouri, and beg the front porch to forgive him for betraying the great battleship state of Missouri. I just got a questionnaire from the Repuppy Party, and I read it such. See, they told me what they wanted to say, and then I read between the lines. And when I read between the lines, this is what I came up with. Please answer this poll that we pretend to care about and send money. So I scribbled, stop copying Obama and get rid of the Democrats in your own party. I forgot to include the 2 cents. I don't want to see affirmative action generals who vote for the enemy. I don't want to see a woman solely because the party of death has women. I don't want to see a black Republican chosen only because the Democrats have Al Sharpton. I want to see totally dedicated, qualified people, and my preference is not lawyers, nor millionaires and billionaires. Let them stay home and fleece the people on their own time. At a time when the Repuppy Party has been decimated and holds a minority position in the House, Senate, and Junta, the last thing the 300 Spartans needed was a traitor. As a minority, the Repuppy Party must fight as a phalanx. All shields must stand firm together. Bipartisanship only favors the party of death. 60-40. Read it and weep. 53% of the country is in the hands of the Communist Party. Read it and weep. You saw the election results. You saw what you got. Was elected by 53% of the brainwashed. And they're going to change the country. And yeah, and one day there'll be 50 hammer and sickles on the American flag instead of stars. The Republican Party is going nowhere. They're worse than the Democrats. They're a bigger disgrace because for the first 6 months, all they did was hunker down and wait for Obama to make a mistake. And they think they're going to come in on the next groundswell sweep. No way. They don't deserve the job either. I'd say fire them all. That's why they don't take my emails anymore. The Republican Party is going nowhere until they straighten out the front line. Get rid of the uncontrollables now and lick your wounds and get stronger. The difference between a Republican slash conservative on the threshold of defeat is that they lick their own wounds. The Democrats, on the other hand, they like to lick each other's. Rule number one, never sit on the sidelines waiting for your enemy to fall. They may fall on you. I have to go now, and I'm going up on the president's website and report my parents for having a shortwave radio. I hope they'll let me keep my SS uniform. And tonight we talk about abortion, the abortion package in healthcare. And soon, there's talk right now of aborting students in the first semester. I think I did it wrong, or what? I did it. Remember when black guys could sing?
From the table up at Birdland to the place where Dizzy dwells, in the beards and the funny hats they love so well, all the boppers are assembled, and when they're really high, they constitute a weird personnel. All the riffs these cats are playing are crazy, cool, and gone like this. Ooly-oo, Scooby-Goo, Ooby-Dooby-Dooby, Ooby-Dooby-Dooby, like that. So let them beat their brains out till their flatted fifths are gone, and they'll pass and be forgotten like the rest. They're poor little cats who have lost their way. Ba 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 ba. But every wrong note that they play is a gem. So Lord have mercy on every one of them, for they yeah. Bye-bye.